This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The National Weather Service in Boulder says at least four tornadoes touched down on Colorado's eastern plains Sunday afternoon. Rescue services were quickly dispatched.
I have you responding to County Road 17 and 194 for a building collapse on reports of roofs being ripped off of buildings.
At least 19 homes were damaged near Elizabeth. In the Bennett area, another 17 structures were hit. Some homes were stripped down to their studs and debris was scattered across yards. Power remained off to the area this morning as crews continued repairs. Denver's mayor says now is the time to invest in the city's core, even when there's economic uncertainty. Mike Johnston says development drives growth.
We do think the most important thing is to keep investing in the things that will drive long-term economic development. That means the soccer stadium and the development around there is a great opportunity for economic development. It's 1,100 jobs. It's $500 million of tax revenue. The stock show and the investment in the stock show asset will drive economic growth.
Johnston also wants to change the central business district into what he calls a central neighborhood district with more residential living space. The Green Box Arts Festival is returning to Green Mountain Falls this summer. Colorado Ballet is heading 7 performances throughout the 2 weeks starting June 27th. Festival Executive Director Scott Levy says the ballet is performing existing work and will curate a special piece.
They're actually arriving 2 weeks before the festival begins, and they have commissioned a choreographer to build a new work on the company, which will be premiered during the festival.
This is CPR News. It's 4:06.